Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Movie Crush. Hey, Arthur Fonzarelli here.
Punch the jukebox.
Ralph Mouth. Punch the jukebox. Hey, jump the shark.
What a good move. What a good move. What a baller move. No, not that's different. Have you ever watched any Andrew Dice Clay stand-up comedy, Chuck?
Noel, I grew up in the 80s. What do you think?
It's so bad. It's so great. Unfunny. And the people in the audience are the worst type of yuppies who are just like eating this stuff up, and I can't handle it.
It is not aged well, but I tell you what, Noel, not much funnier back then. It was a different time in comedy. That's all I'll say. I love Dice. He's a good actor now, as it turns out.
What? Like, what is he in? How come he wasn't in The Sopranos?
He was in, he totally should have been in The Sopranos.
Yeah, big time.
What movie was he in recently, Noel? I'm looking. Filmography. He had a dramatic turn. It definitely was an Entourage. Vinyl.
Oh, Vinyl was supposed to be good. Oh,
A Star is Born. He was in A Star is Born.
With Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. He was good in that, too.
Was he like a skeezy manager or something? What was he?
He was her father.
Oh.
Lorenzo.
Got it.
Yeah, he was good. And it's that kind of thing where it's like you dig him out, put him in a real movie where he can act, and everyone's like, geez, what? And now he's probably just, you know, Andrew Clay.
That's right.
There's no dice involved.
No dice. Get it? No dice. Okay, moving on.
Are you good, Noel? You seem a little sleepy.
I'm not sleepy. I'm great. Yeah. I'm slightly hungover. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, okay.
Ever so slightly.
What'd you have last night?
Some whiskey. I'm actually supposed to be off this week entirely, but I had some stuff come up on Friday that I had to move some things around. So today is my last official day of work. But I acted as though I was off today. But unfortunately, I'm not. But I'm trying to give it my all, Chuck. I didn't mean to come off as sleepy or adult in some way.
Who'd you drink whiskey with?
I have a lady friend.
Is this a new thing?
Is this a new thing. It's a really great thing. I don't want to talk too much about it. I don't want to jinx it. But
no.
It's somebody that I met very organically, just on like Instagram, like following her art. And we kind of commented back and forth. And turns out she lives really close to me. And
wow.
We had a couple of great movie nights. And hanging out like a lot. It's neat. You were talking on the last episode about... one of the movie crushers, Sam, I believe is his name, who was doing like a holes situation, like, and taking, you know, recommendations. And this girl is similarly like has great taste and is super open-minded, but just hasn't seen like a lot of my favorites.
Sure.
And I've been having a blast just like sharing with her all of my most beloved movies like of all time. And she's into like all of them. Like she loves Monty Python, but wasn't aware that Terry Gilliam made movies. And I was like, oh shit. Okay.
Interesting.
So we've been watching those. We watched, last night we watched Parasite. We watched, what else did we watch recently? Brazil, which is another Terry Gilliam movie, The Fisher King.
Yeah.
Best in Show. She's never seen any of those Christopher Guest movies. So a lot of these that are my like go-to, like sacred cow movies, like I'm being able to share with her, and it's a delight.
Very interesting. How does one date in the time of COVID? How does that even work?
Well, I mean, you know, you present your test results and
you get tested and stuff?
You get tested and you just, you know, I don't have like a big group at all that I spend time with. It's mainly just me and my ex-wife and, you know, her family who live really close as well. And now I've kind of added this this person to my little small pod, and she lives really close as well. So it's very convenient.
That's great. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Noel, this is another Crusher special. And we are also a little short on time this week, but I have to acknowledge the fact that it's January 4th, 2021, Noel.
Happy New Year.
It's 2020 is behind us officially.
Yeah.
Feels weird to say that here on December 21st.
It is. But things are taking a turn for the better, it would seem, with the vaccines. And there's like, you know, even a second one that's about to hit the market now. And
yeah,
a little interesting to see like who's getting it and what. I mean, obviously the frontline healthcare workers should be getting it first.
Sure.
But then I saw a thing like Sir Ian McClellan gets his. And it's like, how'd that happen? Is it because he's old and famous or what?
Well, I mean, I think they started rolling out in England a little sooner. And I do know that senior adults are next in line, kind of after frontline workers, supposedly.
Yep.
So
yep.
That tracks.
Here, though, it felt more like it was going to be people living in assisted living situations, and it would be rolled out like specifically there. But no, you're right. I'm sure it wasn't him like flexing some kind of celebrity muscle. But we did do a thing on Stuff I Don't Want You to Know, how there will definitely be a black market for vaccine. And like,
oh, well, there's already a concierge market for celebrities. I just read an article the other day. There are celebrities contacting their concierge doctor service and medical service and saying, I will donate $250,000 to go ahead and jump the line. And they're saying they're really trying to stop that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, agreed. I can't wait to get that shot.
Put it right in my neck.
Yep. Like, I am really ready, Noel.
I don't know where I heard that. I heard somebody say, put it right in my neck. I think it was a comedy thing, but I've been using it a lot lately. And
really?
I'm not, I wish I could give credit
for whatever.
For whatever. Like, you know, I want that. Put it right in my neck. And I wish I could give credit where credit is due, but it was just so good that I've just been repeating it. And I can't remember who said it. But whoever you are out there, thank you, because I've stolen your line.
All right. So let's do a scene study then, Noel. I come in. We're having a movie night,
mm-hmm.
and we're both hungry. And so I come over and I bring over some food. I'm like, Noel, bucket of KFC, bro. Here's a chicken leg.
Put it right in my neck. Just stick it in there.
It fits.
Yeah.
Hey, Noel, I got this dank flour, bro, from California.
Right in the neck. Right in the jug. Just shove it on in there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here's one. I didn't really want to say this because it's kind of embarrassing, but I have this really bad foot fungus going on.
Don't want that anywhere near my neck. No. No, keep it away from it. Okay. It only works for good things, Chuck. It has to be good things.
Okay. I gotcha. I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, Noel.
What you got?
We're going to, like I said, another Crusher special. And we're going to start off with our oldest of pals, the wonderful,
whimsical
Stellan Carlson.
Whimsical? Would you describe Stellan as whimsical?
He's got some whimsy to him.
Cool.
He seems like a full of whimsy.
Love some whimsy.
A guy that I want to hang out with one day. I want to get the Crushers together for a party, Noel. Jeez,
one of these days. One of these days. It's going to happen.
Do we all meet in the middle of the country? What's the middle of the country?
Yeah, we'll meet at that place where like all like the five states intersect, you know, like that one spot. It's like a national park. You know what I'm talking about. You know the one.
I think it's four.
Only four. Okay.
Yeah. If you're talking about like Arizona, that's Nevada, something like that.
Yeah. Let's meet there.
Yeah.
We'll bring a picnic lunch.
Put it in my neck, bro.
Put it right there.
Stellan says, do you sometimes dislike movies you haven't seen just because they're popular? Or is that something everyone else does? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know that thing?
I mean, I tried to not do that, but I used to do that a lot when I was younger. Like with a lot of things.
Right?
With music especially. Yeah. Like I was anti anything quote unquote pop because I thought it was like, you know, just dumb and basic and for the masses. But then like as I got older, I realized, oh, I like what I like and none of that stuff really matters. Like I slept on the Beatles forever because they were too popular. You know, and
whoa.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden I had my own kind of cathartic moment with them. And I was like, oh, shit, this is great.
Next level snobbery, music snobbery.
I know it is. It is.
OK, fair enough. We all have those, you know, splotches on our necks.
I'm not proud of it, Chuck.
No, of course not. I think, you know, if you don't have that trait, that too cool for school thing, good for you, because that's really the way to be. That means you lack cynicism because there's a certain amount of cynicism behind too cool for school. But I certainly have been there, my friend.
I don't want to see that. Fuck that. Everyone likes that.
Dan Maynard says this so much. I still haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody because it was raved about too much. And all they played at my work was fucking Queen for a month straight. I love Queen, but damn, was it annoying.
Hmm.
Liz Ann, she got a hot cup of coffee next to her name and a star. That means she's on fire here, Noel. Maybe not because they're popular, but if someone really insistently tries to push and push me to see a show or a movie, I will sometimes deliberately not watch it out of spite. Yeah, Liz, that's all right, man. People do that. It's just one of the things people do.
People are strange when you're a stranger.
They can be, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially if, like, there's sometimes a certain friend that is, it is too insistent about their TV watching. And sometimes you just got to shut it down and be like,
got to shut it down.
I'm not taking recommendations anymore. I'm sorry.
Recommendations closed. Are closed for the season. Yeah.
Let me see here. Lori Jordan says, I often am not into the kinds of movies that are popular. And I figured this out a long time ago. So popular movies are not usually something I watch. I try to decide based on the movie, though, not just its popularity. Good on you, Lori. Erica Ricky Roth says, I've never seen The Notebook or any of the Harry Potter films. Fair enough. Oh, boy. Amanda Wilder has quite a list. Still haven't seen Slumdog Millionaire. Great movie. Up. Great movie. A Star is Born. Great movie. La La Land. A great movie that Noel didn't like.
I did not like it. I didn't hate it.
Like La La Land.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't love it like people like I expected to and like
okay.
A lot of people do.
And Amanda says, I didn't watch them because people talked about them so much I lost interest. If I even had any to begin with. Kevin Falcon says Hamilton is my most recent. Yeah, people are going to say, come on, man, you got to see Hamilton, though.
I still haven't made it all the way through.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Where do you stop?
After the women's song, like the sisters or whatever.
Great song. That,
like, look around. I mean, it's great. It's really good. But I just
haven't muscled through.
It hasn't been the right timing or I haven't been with the right person that was in it for the long haul, you know?
Okay, fair enough.
You loved it, right?
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It was great, but it is very long. Jade Anna Rosenberg says, yes, that's how I feel about Borat. I'm sure I would find it hysterical if I saw it, but I'm still wildly annoyed from everyone walking around saying, very nice, throughout high school.
And my wife. Yeah, it's like, oh. At least it didn't come back in such a big way with the new one. Like, it didn't just reinvigorate all of those douche bros. But at the same time, we're not around those douche bros anymore.
That's
so
true.
They're not in by the water cooler saying, my wife. Yeah, it's not.
Did you see the second one?
I did.
Was it good?
I liked it, yes. It was funny. Right.
I didn't see it. I used to love the Ali G show, man. That was good stuff. I think it's been overdone a bit, but, and he's in that Chicago 7 movie, Trial of the Chicago 7.
Mm-hmm. He's a fine actor. Course.
He was going to play Freddie Mercury at one point, for God's sakes.
Makes sense.
Too tall.
Gave that Rami Malek kid a shot, though, you know? I love that. I love that he, at least it like, it would say, what, say what you will about the movie, at least it gave him like, I always have liked him, so it's nice to see him.
He did a great job. Mm-hmm. I watched the first season of that show that he was on.
Mr. Robot?
Mm-hmm. We loved it. I don't know why we didn't finish watching. I find that happens, though, Noel. You think, like, you're so into something, then if you don't want to watch it right away, sometimes you're like...
Were you really into it at all? It's like, does a tree, if a tree falls in the forest, were you really into Mr. Robot?
Maybe not. You know? Maybe not. Let me see here. Brent A. Price says, kids, remember, you can't be cool if you like... popular stuff. Yes, Brent. I know what you're saying, my friend. Austin Debsky says, I've been guilty of being too cool for school many times. Jen Mack, stop talking about me. Wink. Yeah, I think this is part of being part of the human condition. That's my guess. And all.
Taste is interesting, man. Like people feel really strongly about it. And some people are so in their own zone about things that they don't want to hear any other perspective. I really like people who are, I don't know, like, okay, let me rephrase. I am bored and annoyed by people that are like so into what they're into and like so anti whatever thing it might be. Like, oh, that's too obvious. That's too basic. It sucks. But I like it. I enjoy it. Does that mean I suck? Does that mean where do we even go from here? Like, I don't like extreme opinions in that way. It's like, let's just talk about it. Like, what is it you don't like about it? And don't just like say it sucks because then you're basically like insulting me because I love it, you know?
Agreed. Agreed, Noel. Well said. All right, we're going to move on then to your favorite topic, biopics. Biopics.
Mm-hmm. Love a biopic.
This is from...
not really.
You don't mind...
I don't mind
like the music
them.
Ones.
I don't mind them. It's just, like I said, not something I actively seek out. But yeah, when I see a good one, I'm like, oh, that was fucking good.
Music or everything? That's what I can't remember.
Kind of everything.
Okay.
Though I'm excited to watch this Mank movie because I know nothing about the guy. I think for me, it's if it's someone that's so ubiquitous that like you already have this like fully formed opinion about, it's weird to see it kind of dramatized. But like this guy, I don't know him from Adam, so it's like going to be a whole new experience for me. And I love Citizen Kane, and I think, you know, Orson Welles makes makes an appearance, so that'll be fun.
Oh, nice. All right. So this is from Joseph Barreto, who I don't think I've seen Joseph before. So Joseph, thank you. And welcome. And this is most likely future biopic is who? And it's not just music. It's all over the place. Brian Fee says Stan Lee. That'd be a really cool movie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The beginnings of his career.
Who do you think's going to play 45?
Who's that? Is that Donald Trump?
Uh-huh.
Fuck, I don't care.
we need a little palate cleanser before we'll be ready for that.
Yeah, who wants to see that? Who cares?
It could be interesting. But you're right, like he doesn't have very much like he's like not even an anti-hero. He's just anyway, let's moving on.
And it's all out there, you know? Like it's all there's no there. Mystery.
No, it's true.
Let me see here. Joseph Barreto, who started the thread, said in about 5 to 10 years, I think we'll see a The Rock biopic.
Hmm. Interesting.
But who do you get to play The Rock? It's got to be The Rock.
Some other thick-necked muscle guy.
Oh, wait. Someone says it's already happening?
Mm.
Oh, apparently there's a young Rock TV show happening.
Weird.
NBC sitcom based on his real life.
Huh.
All right. That's no great. Thanks, but sure.
Yep.
Everyone's different. Some people love The Rock.
That's though. Right. I know it.
Dave Duff says, is there one for Bob Ross? Ooh, that'd be good.
That would be good. He has a really interesting story because he was like a drill sergeant in the military and was like super hardcore. I think we've talked about this. And then he like got out of the service and just decided he was never going to raise his voice ever again.
What a great thing to say. Never going to yell again.
Yeah. And I think his wife died. And there's an amazing moment. I saw it reposted where he's, you know, on Joy of Painting and he's saying, talking about light and darkness. He goes, you gotta have a little, sadness to make the good moments shine or something like that. And it was like literally right after his wife had died.
Oh man. Kat Jean Bruno says Prince.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I need to see a Prince movie.
Yeah, but it's coming.
You think? Yeah.
I think it's probably going to happen.
Leon Leonard says Eddie Van Halen. Sure. I don't know if I want to see that either.
What do you want to see, Chuck?
I don't know. My mind is blank right now.
It's okay.
I'm a little hungover too, Noel.
Are you really?
A little bit.
Lies.
A little bit of a wine party. Oh, it's Christmas, nice. You know?
That is Christmas.
Let me see here. Kanye, that comes from Jenna Lynn. Real roller coaster of a film.
That would be interesting because that's like that actually is a very complex story that is still ongoing. The guy runs for president. He just makes all these crazy moves that are largely probably as a result of like undiagnosed mental illness. He's a fascinating character because he used to be so beloved and he's got all this bravado and just kind of a rags to riches, not rags, but like, you know, this from the bottom to the top kind of story and the way he loved his mother and then her tragic end. There's a lot to that story.
Totally, man. I mean, before he was even Kanye, I loved The College Dropout when he was Kanye West, like, you know, being reviewed on Pitchfork as this sort of up and coming,
oh, totally
unique hip hop artist.
Yeah. He was on an early episode of the Chappelle Show with Common, I believe.
Oh, interesting.
Or like they do like a bit and he wasn't even famous yet. And he like was second billed and they kind of do a duet. Well, maybe it wasn't Common. It might've been Mos Def, but he's very young.
Man, that record was good. I haven't listened to that in a long time. College Dropout.
Mm-hmm.
When was that? 16 years ago. Whew.
Yep.
I haven't really followed his music since then, but I did like that album.
It's never good. Not interesting. I'll give it that.
Yeah. And, you know, there's real mental illness at work.
Yes.
Richard Stevens says Burt Reynolds with Pedro Pascal. Ah! Playing a young Bert.
That's funny.
I'll take that. He looks enough like him.
I could see that. I mean, yeah. They could do him up.
Let me see. Kobe Bryant. That's from Martin Kidd. Yeah, that'd be okay. Gail, the danger of in Kuntz. Happy late birthday, Kuntz. Her birthday's on Christmas Eve, which kind of stinks.
Yeah.
But we did a fun thing for Nolan, made a video for her.
Nice.
Yes. The Danger Oven says The Challenger Crew. Yeah, I'm surprised that hasn't been a good movie yet. About The Challenger? That'd be sad.
That's the one that like blows up, right?
That's the one. Jason DeMoe says Alex Trebek. Don't know if there's enough meat on that bone, but you never know.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, he basically, like, I mean, no disrespect to the man. He's a national treasure and beloved, but it's like the cancer stuff and the struggle there is really sad, but it's also like he just did the same quiz TV show for like 50 years.
Yeah, like how much can you do, like, once he gets that Jeopardy job?
Right.
Just show a lot of Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Justin Wright says Alex Trebek as well, so, well, maybe we're wrong, Noel. You never know.
I think it's possible, Chuck.
You know, my friend was just on that show as a contestant.
One of Trebek's
last episodes, Catherine Brown Ryan, and she won an episode, lost the second, but played a very aggressive game in the second one, did what she had to do to even have a shot, doubled down on the Daily Double at the end, doubled down on the Final Jeopardy.
That's so crucial. Betting strategy. I would not be good at that. Like,
she was way down and she knew she had to go for it. Mm-hmm. And all three of the people lost the Final Jeopardy, which is always a tough pill to swallow, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she said this, Noel, that you're locked out if you buzz in too early.
That makes sense.
I think I talked about this with someone else.
That does make sense.
Yeah, I think I talked about this on an interview. So you have to wait. There's a PA that flicks a switch when Trebek is done asking the question and a light goes on. And if you buzz in too early, I think it freezes you for like a quarter second.
Wow.
So, you know, Ken Jennings used to say it's all in that buzzer play.
Yep.
Got to be quick with the buzzer.
Got to be quick with the buzzer and smart with the betting strategy.
That's right. And let's finish this one up with Chris Tanguay. Says Mel Brooks. I heard a bit on Mike Rowe's podcast of him being a fun soldier in World War II. I would love to see that story on the big screen. I agree.
Sure.
That would be killer. And apparently there's a Tommy Lee, Pam Anderson movie coming out.
I've already seen that.
Well, I saw that coming. All right, Noel, we're going to finish up here with a real quick bit where I'm just going to buzz through some foreskin jokes.
Oh,
did you see this?
Love it. No, I love a good foreskin joke.
So the Danger Oven, Gail put up, you replace a word in a movie title with another word, sure. And it's always fun. She picked foreskin.
Uh-huh.
And she got up close to 400 people because it turns out people love making foreskin jokes, Noel.
What's not to love? It's so kind of weird.
I'm going to blaze through as many of these as I can. John B. McCarty says the foreskins of Madison County.
Mm.
Kevin Miller, unnecessary foreskin. Joe Garcia, citizen foreskin. The Danger Oven herself says an officer into foreskin.
Tyler Pace.
You'll like this one, Noel. Tyler Pace, lock, stock, and two smoking foreskins.
Beautiful.
Ali Karimi says foreskins out. Gross. Martin Kidd, the assassination of Jesse James by the foreskin Robert Ford.
How about foreskins in a funeral?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I got a good one. What if you just like replaced Jaws with foreskin and then the movie was just about like a man eating foreskin? That's just
someone actually did that.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty funny. Great minds, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Carolyn Jean, the wizard of foreskin. Peter Comfort, there will be foreskin.
Oh, you know there will be.
James Hancock, foreskins on a plane. Jason DeMoe, 12 angry foreskins. Mark Kennedy, Lord of the Foreskin. Brooke Taylor White, dude, where's my foreskin?
Mm-hmm.
Israel Vasquez, my big fat Greek foreskin.
Foreskins in a duffel bag.
How about that? Yeah, what did I put? I put one.
The devil's foreskin.
Things to do in Denver when you're foreskin is what
Got
I did.
It. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What'd you say, the devil's foreskin?
The devil's foreskin, yeah.
Matt Teehee says, me, my foreskin, and Irene.
House of 1,000 foreskins.
Oh, you're on a roll. Look at the hangover is wearing off.
Yeah.
Let me see. Michelle Hines says Chariots of Foreskin.
Oh, that's good.
Dubrovko Zaya says Fistful of Foreskin.
Oh, love that image. That is an image right there.
Brian Gold said Seven Foreskins for Seven Brothers.
Love it.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Let me see here. Let me do a few more of these.
Fiddler on the Foreskin.
Or Foreskin on the Roof.
Exactly.
You can go both ways. Yeah, so that
really
one.
Could.
Martin Kidd says It's a Wonderful Foreskin.
The best.
Jim Vick, The Good, the Bad, and the Foreskin. Mm-hmm. Carrie McQuaid, How to Train Your Foreskin.
It needed to be said. That's all I'm going to say.
Rebecca Heath, Can't Buy Me Foreskin. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Although you probably could.
You probably could. There's a market for it somewhere.
There's a dark web site. Mm-hmm. Stellan Carlson, Oy vey, my foreskin is gay.
What?
I'm not even sure that's a movie.
Who cares?
That's fun, though.
Yeah.
And Noel, I think we should finish up with just a couple of more here, because how many of these can we do, if we're being honest?
God, I mean, I'm here for it, Chuck.
Michael McGray says, The Dark Foreskin Rises.
Oh, also an image.
Kevin Miller, All the President's Foreskin.
He's got a lot.
Martin Kidd, Rosemary's Foreskin. Brittany Story, Rebel Without a Foreskin. And I think Brittany had another one, The Man with One Red Foreskin, if I'm not mistaken. She might have put that one.
Cute.
All right, Noel. We sullied the show enough.
Sick, twisted minds out there in mini crush land.
Sick and twisted. Sorry these are so short, folks, but it is Christmas week and Noel and I have naps to take.
Oh, God. All the naps.
You're going to take a power nap, aren't you, today?
I'm going to just lay down and just close my eyes and meditate and pray to the hangover gods. I have to do another two episodes at 1 o'clock with...
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Yeah. All right. Well, you got 2 hours in. Why don't you go take a little break?
I'm on it.
All right, buddy. Well, Merry Christmas
Me
to
too.
You. And, I'll see you next year. This is it for us.
That's it. It's been a good one, man. I mean, it's been a weird one, but looking forward to the next year.
Yeah, man. And love to the family. And, even though it is January 4th, like I said, this is the last of the year for us. So, I bid you adieu, my sir.
And love to yours as well.
Movie Crush is produced and written by Charles Bryant and Noel Brown, edited and engineered by Seth Nicholas Johnson, and scored by Noel Brown here in our home studio at Ponce de Market, Atlanta, Georgia, for iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.